that Doris and I could be with you in person, but because of the pandemic and other factors, why it's just not possible for this to take place. It's hard to believe that 40 years have passed since Golden City Baptist Church was organized into a local New Testament church. As the old saying goes, lots of water has passed under the bridge since then. In thinking about your 40th anniversary, the number 40 in the Bible, God's inspired and Holy Spirit-breathed word, is very significant. The number 40 speaks of judgment. It speaks of trial and tribulation. It speaks of deliverance and salvation. It speaks of provision and fulfilled promises. Golden City Baptist Church, like any church over the past 40 years, has experienced all of these things that the number of 40 speaks to us about from God's Word. Now, all of the events that the number 40 speaks of, like the flood, the 40 days that Moses was on top of Mount Sinai receiving the law from God, the 40 years of wandering in the wilderness by Israel because of unbelief, the 40 years that Saul and David and Solomon each ruled over Israel, the 40 days and 40 nights that Jesus Christ was tempted in the wilderness, and the 40 days and nights between Jesus' death and his ascension. The 40 years that Golden City Baptist Church has been in existence all point to trial, tribulation, deliverance, salvation, provision, and fulfilled promises. But written over these very things in very bold and wonderful words are these words: the grace of God. Now, beloved people of Golden City Baptist Church, through all of those 40 years of testing and trial and tribulation and deliverance and victories, the grace of God has been present and is working and developing and growing you as individuals and as a church to be like Jesus Christ and to represent him and glorify him in the city of Bendigo. Now, we might ask ourselves, what is the grace of God? Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9 says, "For by grace." It's through grace, beloved, that we have salvation, the gift of God, the forgiveness of sin, justification, and eternal life with him. It's through grace that we have mercy, that we have the provision of God, the pardon of God. In fact, it says in Titus chapter 3, verses 4 through 6, "But after that the kindness and love of God our Savior toward all men appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior." And then, beloved, we have, through grace, the favor of God, the smile of God. Why? Because we endeavor to keep and to do his commandments. 1 John chapter 2, verses 3 through 6 says, "And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. But whoso keepeth his word in him, verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him, that he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked." And then lastly, we are God's workmanship. We are his servants. We are his disciples. We are his representatives by his grace. Ephesians 2:10 says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." Beloved, as individuals and as a church, by God's grace, we have salvation. We have mercy, we have favor, and we are God's workmanship. Now, as we look at the grace of God, I want us to notice four things. First of all, I want us to notice the work of grace in the heart of Golden City Baptist Church. Secondly, I want us to notice the wealth of grace in the heart of Golden City Baptist Church. Thirdly, I want us to notice the wonder of grace in the heart of Golden City Baptist Church. And lastly, I want us to notice the wanting of grace in the heart of Golden City Baptist Church. Now, notice with me, first of all, the work of grace in the heart of Golden City Baptist Church. And that work of grace is perfect. God's grace has done it all in making Golden City Baptist Church what it is today. Over in the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verses 21 through 33, tells us what Jesus did and is doing for Golden City Baptist Church as he extends his grace to you. First of all, in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 25, it says, "Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church." Do you understand, beloved, that Jesus loved Golden City Baptist Church? Jesus Christ is the lover of Golden City. He gave himself for the church. He gave himself for each one of us. Romans chapter 5 and verse 8 says, "But God commendeth his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And then we read in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 25, where Jesus says that he loved Golden City Baptist Church and gave himself for it. And when it says that he gave himself for it, that's talking about the fact that he is our Redeemer. He paid the price in order to save us, to give us eternal life. And then in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 23, it says that Christ's relationship to Golden City Baptist Church is that of a husband, even as Christ is the head of Golden City Baptist Church. Jesus gives you guidance. Jesus gives you management. Jesus gives you direction. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 19 says, "But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3 says, his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue." And then Ephesians 5:26 says this, that he might sanctify and cleanse Golden City Baptist Church with the washing of water by the word. Oh, the wonderful grace of God. You're set apart. God has cleaned you up with his word. He has clothed you in his righteousness and has made us to be clean and holy. And beloved, that work continues. Romans chapter 6, verses 11 through 13 says, "Likewise reckon ye yourselves also be dead unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal bodies, that you should obey it in its lust thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves to God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. O God, by his grace, has sanctified us, has set us apart, and has cleaned us up with his word. And then Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 29 says that Jesus nourishes and cherishes Golden City Baptist Church. He provides protection and care. He provides for our needs. Jesus nourishes us with his milk and with the meat of his word. 1 Peter chapter 2 verses 1 through 3 says, desire ye the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby, that we might grow in God's grace and in his knowledge. And then Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 14 says, strong meat belongs to them that are full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. And then God also satisfies us with good things by his Holy Spirit. John chapter 16, verses 13 through 14 speak with us about those very things. And then, beloved, notice Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 27. It says that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Jesus Christ is Golden City's bridegroom. Jesus Christ is our lover. Jesus Christ is our redeemer. Jesus Christ is our husband and sanctifier and satisfier and bridegroom. And by his grace, he has done all these things for us and is doing them to prepare us to meet him. Beloved, he's coming for us. His grace is perfect and wants to present Golden City Baptist Church before him faultless, without spot and without wrinkles. The work of God, the grace of God in the heart of Golden City Baptist Church is perfect. Now notice secondly, the wealth of the grace of in the heart of Golden City Baptist Church, which is full of sinners saved by grace. And the wealth of grace to Golden City Baptist Church, to any church, is dangerous. I want you to come with me, if you would, to the book of Titus. The book of Titus. And in the book of Titus, chapter 3, beginning at verse 11, Titus chapter 2, verse 11, we read these words. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. The grace of God teaches us to deny ungodliness. The grace of God teaches us to renounce all that is unlike God. The grace of God also teaches us to deny worldly lusts, to renounce all unspiritual lusts. Titus chapter 3 and verse 3 says this, "For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another." We're to deny worldly lusts. We're to live soberly. The grace of God teaches us to have a sound mind. The grace of God teaches us to live self-controlled lives. The grace of God teaches us to live with justice and reverence. That ought to be the attitude that all of us have toward ourselves. And then the grace of God teaches us to live righteously and to live in obedience to God, to live in obedience to His law. Now, this is our attitude toward others, to live in obedience, to live in obedience to His law, to live in obedience to the land, to live righteously. And then the grace of God teaches us to live godly. This is our attitude toward God. And to live godly means to give Him His rightful place in our lives, and His rightful place is Lord of our lives. And then, beloved, the grace of God teaches us to look for the appearing of our great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. John, in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 3, says, "Every man that has this hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure." These are the things that the grace of God teaches us. And as we allow the Word of God, the grace of God, to teach us these things, we will be pure, even as He is pure. But you know, beloved, as sinners who are saved by grace, we very often fail to learn and to practice what the grace of God teaches us. Titus chapter 3, verses 8 and 9 says, "This is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men. But avoid foolish questions and genealogies and contentions and strivings about the law, for they are unprofitable and vain." So often, rather than allowing the grace of God, the living and the written Word of God, to produce the fruit of good works that grace wants to produce in us, we as a church, and sometimes we as individuals, get ourselves involved in foolish questions, in genealogies, in contentions and strivings about the law. Sometimes we push issues because that happens to be our opinion, and we try to push others into it as well. Most times, opinions are not based upon the Word of God. The grace of God does not teach us to live out or to obey opinions. The grace of God, the Word of God, teaches us that opinions cause contentions. They cause strife. They cause division. Opinions are, as Proverbs 6:19 says, sowing discord among the brethren. And so we need to be so careful that we do not use or misuse the grace of God and put our opinions above what His Word teaches. But then there's another part of the grace of God we very often fail to learn and practice. And that's what the grace of God teaches us. It teaches us to deny. It teaches us to deny using the grace of God as a license to sin, or turning the grace of God into lasciviousness. So often we hear, you're saved by grace, totally. And this is absolutely true. And we hear these words, you're kept by the grace of God. No one is able to pluck you out of the Father's hand. And this is absolutely true. And of course, we hear it's all by grace. And this is absolutely true. But some Christians believe that you can do as you please because they're saved by grace. They believe they can go where they please. They believe what you please, without regard. They believe you can do what you please without regard for God's will and plan for their life. But beloved people, this is being lawless. This is being ungodly. This is surrendering to evil, to ungodliness, and to worldly lusts. So, beloved, there is danger for the church. There is danger for each of us as individuals to misuse and to fail to understand and learn to live out what the grace of God teaches us. And so the grace of God is truly a world of wealth. But as God extends his grace to us, it can be dangerous because sometimes we fail to learn and to live out what the grace of God teaches us. That brings us to the third point, the wonder of God's grace in the heart of Golden City Baptist Church. And what is the wonder of God's grace in Golden City Baptist Church? It's worship. Psalms chapter 95 and verse 6 says, O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Now, beloved folks, we all know that the grace of God multiplies itself into mercy, which is God reaching into our lives with his pity. It's God reaching into our lives with his help and with his blessing. As a church, as individuals, we've all experienced the wonderful mercy of God. The grace and the mercy of God multiplies itself into God's peace in our lives, which says we're accepted by God. He's our Father. We are his sons and daughters. Our condemnation has been removed. Our Father has become our helper to prosper us, to give us quietness and assurance, and to give us rest in him. Beloved, God's grace, mercy, and peace multiplies itself into his love for us. Have you ever thought about the love of God in us and what his love causes us to do? His love in us, because he first loved us, causes us to love him. The love of God in us will cause us to love each other. We're to love each other, even as Jesus loved us. His love working in us will also cause us to love all men with the gospel message. Beloved, people of Golden City Baptist Church as the grace and the mercy and the peace and the love of God works in our hearts and minds and actions. This, above all else, will cause us to have the privilege of doing this. John chapter 4, verses 23 and 24 says this, "But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." Beloved, we worship God, our Lord Jesus Christ, as Lord. We need to remember he is sovereign. We need to remember him as creator of all things. We need to remember that he's the sustainer of all things. And as God, he is over all things. We worship him as Lord. And we worship him as God because his position in my life and in your life and in the life of Golden City Baptist Church is Lord. Lord of our lives. And we worship him as Jesus because he's our Savior. He's the one who bore all of our sins and died and rose again for our justification. We worship him as Christ, the Anointed One, the Messiah. And so, beloved, there is wonder in the grace of God. There's the wonder of the grace of God in our worship, knowing that God is Lord, knowing that he is God, knowing that he is Jesus, knowing that he is Christ. In this way, as we worship him in spirit and in truth. And then notice lastly, the wanting of God's grace in the heart of Golden City Baptist Church and its people is wise. The wise church, the wise Christian, wants more of God's grace. God's grace to us is perfect. God's grace to us is dangerous because we can allow his grace to teach us, or we can reject its teaching. God's grace to us produces true worship of God. Now the question to all of us is this: how do we acquire, how do we get more of God's grace, more of his wisdom? James chapter 1 and verse 5 says, "Let us ask of God who gives it." James chapter 1 and verse 6 says, "Let us ask in faith." And James chapter 1 and verse 6 says, "Let us not waver," as verse 8 says, "Don't be double-minded." So, the first thing we need to do is to pray in faith for wisdom and not waver. Secondly, we need to be humble. James chapter 4 and verse 6 says, "But he gives more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resists the proud, but gives grace unto the humble." And then thirdly, we need to be obedient. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 28 says, "Let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear." And fourthly, we must read and study and memorize the scriptures. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 16 says, Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And then fifthly, as Moses told the children of Israel in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 5 and verse 1, hear, O Israel, the statutes and the ordinances which I speak in your ears this day, that ye may learn them, that ye may keep them, that ye may do them. Beloved people, we not only need to hear, which means to believe what we hear and what we read, but we need to learn God's word. We need to investigate it. We need to study it so that we might understand it. And once we understand and know the word of God, then we can keep it, because the word of God gets into our hearts and it changes our hearts. It changes our attitudes, our minds, and our desires. And then, beloved, we can do the word of God. We can live it out in our lives as the word of God pours forth into our living day by day. And so, beloved people of Golden City Baptist Church, truly the grace of God to you is perfect. It can be dangerous. The grace of God to you is worship. And the grace of God to you is wise. May I encourage you to love Him, to walk with Him, to keep His word. It says in Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 through 26, these words, "The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make His face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up His countenance upon thee and give thee peace." May God bless you. It's been a real privilege to be able to share with you this word as you celebrate your 40th anniversary. And remember, written over the top of those 40 years of trial and testing and tribulation, victories and provision and all of the other things, is the wonderful grace of God in Golden City Baptist Church and the lives of each one of you who are part, who are members of this church. God bless you.